convenient portable Sufkin tent, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Sam Field, part of the Belleville Little League Complex. We're at the Major Boys Tournament. This is the 12-year-olds, and Doug Brown coming to you on this Saturday night. Running a little bit behind because of the game running in front of us. Ran a little bit long, and I think might have had a little bit of a rain delay here. But nevertheless, everything looks good. We're all set and ready for some baseball action tonight as the Washington County All-Stars take on the Weimar All-Stars. And take a look at how the tournament's gone so far today. Earlier today, you had Columbus beating Belleville 9-4. And it was Grimes County over Rice 14-7. I take that back. It was Rice over Grimes County 7-4. And then in the game that just finished, it was LaGrange over Sealy 10-4. And so that sets up tonight's last matchup of the day here. Now, if Washington, whoever wins the game between Washington County and Weimar, they will play LaGrange back here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And whoever loses will play Sealy tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in an elimination game. So we'll see here how that all transpires. But a lot of Little League action going on across the area today. We'll try to get you caught up on some of that as we go through tonight. But first, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
DVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. DVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. DVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. DVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments. Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
All right, as we come back here and the coach is getting set to meet with the home plate umpires, we hadn't had the Weimer lineup yet, but we do have the Washington County lineup, and so we'll go ahead and give that to you. And it's Teague Schulich leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second, the center fielder, Tucker Plagans. Batting third will be the catcher, Brody Parsons. Batting fourth, left fielder, Gage Gutierrez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hudson Eckert. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, Brian Garner. Batting seventh, first baseman, Mason Wiemeyer. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, Mason Kalkowski. And then they've got three extra hitters in the lineup, Lane Dreyer, Carter Levy, and Wyatt Clark. And batting 12th will be the second baseman, Knox Brannon, and that is your Washington County lineup. And manager for Washington County is John Parsons. Assistant coaches are Josh Schulich and Michael Eckert. And that is a look at their lineup, and we're going to take another break and be back after we hear some more from our sponsors.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're your local representatives with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 979-836-0693 to get started. That's 979-836-0693.
Okay, as we come back, they're introducing the Weimer lineup now. Let's pick that up.
Number 23, Dallas Houston. Number 30, Brigham Osborne. Number 21, Bo Anders. Number 1, Graham Gunn. Number 3, Mason Bittner. Number 17, Declan Barrett. Number 13, Bryson Rain. Number 5, Levi Yaneka. Number 12, Brady Bass. And number 7, Lane Anders. Your Weimer team, is managed by Jeff Osborne and coached by Brian Anders and Rob Barrett. Looking forward to a great game tonight. These teams are finishing us out for our first Major Boys Tournament. Let's give everybody a round of applause. And let's play ball, boys.
All right, we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TilghmanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
All right, back we go here, and we are just about ready for our first pitch. And while we're out there warming up, dressed in the Wildcat purple and white, while the Washington County All-Stars in the green and white, well, white uniforms, green letters and numbers. And it's going to be the top three in the batting order, Teague Schulich, Tucker Plagans, and Brody Parsons to lead it off here. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Just underway here. First pitch, 8:34, so we're 34 minutes behind, which is not bad, especially this time of year. And pitch is ball 1-1. Believe me, I've been doing Little League a long time, and we've had some start times and late games that have gone a lot worse, so I'm good. Next pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. Schulich, left-hand batter, going against the right-hand pitcher. And next pitch up high, and it is 3-1. Next pitch to Schulich, and therefore a strike. That'll fill the count at 3-2. Yeah, unfortunately, did not have time to get the Weimer lineup tonight, but we'll try to pick it up as best we can throughout the course of the evening. And that's ball 4, and Schulich will draw the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Tucker Plagans. And first pitch. Low and away, gets away from the catcher, and Schulich will move up to second base on the wild pitch. And that's ball 1. And so gets him into scoring position. Next pitch to Parsons. And this one, a chopper over to second. Going to go to first, get the lead out. But on the play there, Schulich moves over to third base. And that's going to bring up Brody Parsons now, the chance for an RBI opportunity. Parsons doing the catching duties tonight. Yeah, first pitch to him. Wild pitch gets away, and coming home is Schulich. He will score to make it 1-0 in Washington County. And that one ground ball over to the shortstop. Shortstop boots it and won't even make a throw to first. Parsons is there, being E6. Just couldn't get a handle on it. And now that's going to bring up Gage Gutierrez. So run is in, one out, runner aboard for Washington County here in the top of the first. And pitch is a strike on Washington County, the visiting team for tonight. They'll be in the first base dugout, while Weimer is the home team. They'll be in the, of course, the third base dugout. A one pitch, and that one ground ball short, and shortstop boots it again. And that'll put two runners on board. Taking a wicked hop, well, some hard hit balls by Washington County, but, and they took some wicked hops there, but those are both plays that you still got to make those. And now it's going to bring them Hudson Eckert. And this one back up the middle. Shortstop's going to get a third time. This time steps on the bag for one. And that's going to be it. He does get the force play. Fielder's choice and Gutierrez. He is going to be a race six unassisted. So you got runners in the corners now. And they're going to get a runner here for Parsons. As Gutierrez will run for Parsons since he made the last out. Two down in the end. That'll get Parsons time to get back to the dugout and get his gear, catching gear on. Brian Garner, the third baseman for Washington County, steps in here. And he sends this one ground ball. That's going to get through for a base hit. And coming in to score is going to be Gutierrez. And that will make it 2-0 Washington County. RBI single for Garner. And Mason Wehmeyer, the batter now. So two out and two on for Washington County. And the next pitch, way high, a ball. And gets away from the catcher, and the runners will move up. Puts this one in the air. Second baseman going out. Right fielder calls him off, and neither one takes charge. Drops in for a hit, and two more runs are going to score for Washington County. So it's a two-run single for Mason Wehmeyer, and Washington County now leads this one as Eckert scores and Garner scores. It's now 4-0 Washington County here in the early going. With Mason Kalkocki now up, and Kalkocki swings and misses 0-1. And down low for a ball. 1-1. Yeah, strike called. 1-2. And that one ground ball over to third. And they're going to go to second. He overthrew second. And the runner's going to be safe everywhere. So Kalkocki aboard. 2-1 now for Lane Dreyer. And Gutierrez is going to come back in and run for Kalkocki. And pitches a strike. It's 0-1. And one just missed. It's a ball. It's 1-1. Yeah, that one gets away. Wild pitch. Runners move up. And so now two more runners in the scoring position for Washington County. Dreyer trying to come through with a hit here. And one way high up ball, and it's 3-1. And that one ground ball to third. And he dropped the ball. The runner's going to be safe everywhere. Yeah, scoring is Wiemeyer to make it 5-0 Washington County. Calcock is in the third. And Dreyer on at first. Brings up Carter Levy. Yeah, we're going to get a visit to the mound. As right now, they don't have anybody out. They do have two outs here. But Washington County already have 5 runs in. And they're going to stick with their pitcher and try to get him through at least this first inning. That's the thing, too, when you get to this level, you got to start watching everybody's pitch count. And that one swung on a miss, and it's 0-2. And that one turned on and hit a mile foul. That'll hold the count at 0-2. Missed and down on strikes goes Levy. That'll retire the side, but Washington County sends 10 batters to the plate, and they put 5 of them across. And we go to the bottom of the first inning, and we'll be back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, as we get set to go here. And Washington County leading Wiemeyer 5-0. And it's Calcocky out on the hill. And the pitch coming is taken down low for a ball. Wiemeyer trying to see if they can put some runs up there and get back into this one. And next pitch is a strike called. And that one fouled away. Yeah, swing and a miss. Dad count on strike skills at the first batter, Joseph. And let's bring in the second baseman, Tatum. And he swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And up high for a ball. 1-1. And outside. 2-1. And I went foul away. This is the last game of the day here at the Major Boys Tournament. Pitch foul away. Yeah, one taken for a ball as well. Full count now, three. All right, I think that's just two. Two and two count. Yeah, swing and a miss. And taken down on strikes. And it's two strikeouts to start the game. And that is going to bring up the pitcher, Dallas. And he bounces that one back. And unfortunately, due to the glare of the lights on here, can't read the bat. Back of the jerseys on the last names. And that one is a strike call there. And Kalkaki going to try to strike out the side there. And it's a quickly 1-2. Kalkaki working to Parsons behind the plate. And that one down low, ball right side of the infield. Wehmeyer at first. Brandon at second, left side of the infield. You've got Shulick at short, Garner at third. And next pitch, swing and a miss, got Dallas. So Kalkaki strikes out the side. 3-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We got one inning in the books. Washington County leads at 5-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Brandy Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Brandy Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Brandy Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the second inning, and it is Washington County leading Weimer 5-0 here at the Major Boys Tournament. This is the 12-year-olds. And you got Wyatt Clark leading off for Washington County, followed by Knox Brandon. And then back to the top of the order with Teague Schulich. First pitch to Clark is a strike call, 0-1. And that one up high for a ball, 1-1. Doug Brown with you here on this Saturday night in Belleville at Sam Little League Field. It's been the home of Little League competition. Especially this Major Boys Tournament. It seems like they, as far back as I've been doing this, they always host this particular tournament each year. And it's 2-1. And easy to see why. It's a great facility over here. And pitch is a high fly ball in the shallow right back tracking is the first baseman. And he'll make the grab for out number one. And that'll bring up Knox Brannon. Brannon getting the start at second base tonight. Dallas into the windup and the pitch. And that's taken for a ball. That's 1-0. For those wondering, yeah, we're through with the coach pitch now. Everything here on out is all live pitching. And that one, a hard shot down the line. Fair ball by Brandon. That's going to kick into the corner. He's going to get at least a double out of this. And they're going to hold him at second. It's a one-out double for Knox Brandon. And that'll bring up Teague Schulich. Schulich walked and scored his first time up. Well, Brandon just got a great piece of that one and just laced it down in that left field corner. And next pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. So one on, one out here in the second inning. And pitches inside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Now, just a reminder for tomorrow: no games for us on the radio here tomorrow. We'll be back with you on Monday night, and that's weather permitting. Although weather's looking kind of nasty in at least the early forecast for Monday and Tuesday. Two-one pitch. And bounced up there, a ball runner going, and Brandon will be into second base. And pass ball there. And 3-1. That one is inside and almost got away again. Ball four to Schulich. And so Schulich draws his second walk. That'll put runners at the corners for Washington County. And bring up Tucker Plagans. Dan Plagans takes the pitch for a strike. Runner going, and pitcher's going to cut it off. And stolen base there for Schulich. And they really just kind of let him have that one. That one foul back in the screen, and snowballs two strikes. Weimer, I think, right now just trying to make sure that Washington County doesn't have another big inning like they did in the first. And Plagan's ready, waiting on the next pitch. That one, ground ball, shortstop, picks it, throws to first, gets the out there, but the run does score. And so I'll make it 6-0 Washington County as Brandon crosses the pay station. And Schulich over to third. Brings up Brody Parsons now. And Parsons reached on an error his last time up. And he smacks this one into center. And center fielder for Weimer coming over. Oh, he didn't hold on. Well, did he or did he? Well, they're going to say he held it long enough. So that is out number three in the inning. One run on one hit. No errors and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads it 6-0. Back ahead, we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors. And on we go to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads it 6-0. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors. Or maybe not, I guess. Well, we'll stick it right here then. As we get set for the bottom of the second inning, Washington County leading it 6-0. And Cal Cocky comes out for a second inning award. He made quick work of Weimer back in the first inning. And he'll be looking at Brigham, Bo, and Graham batting for the Weimer All-Stars. Good night here, and it's cool off a little bit since we got here, because it was scorcher earlier, and also had that rain pass through, and I don't know if any made it over here. I know when I was getting ready to leave the station and come back up here, leaving my house to get to the station to pick up the cruiser and come to the game, it was pouring down, raining, but then got outside of the Brenham City Limits, it had stopped. So, don't know if they had anything over here or not. Doesn't look like it. But anyway, we're ready to resume now as Brigham steps in here to face Cal Cocky. And first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. And strike called, and quickly 0-2. That's what you like to see out of your pitcher. Cal Cocky coming out and throwing strikes right away. Yeah, one, as soon as I say that, going away. And it's 1-2. Nice job by Parsons there, blocking that one in the dirt. Swing and a miss, got him on strikes. That's four strikeouts now to start the game for Cal Cocky. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Bo. Bo Anders. I see the last name there on that one. So Bo Anders batting here. And that one fouled away. 0-1 count. We're just in the way here, bottom of the second inning. And strike two. And we reach the top of the hour. Pitch swung on a miss. And Anders down. Another strikeout. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on the KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you from the Belleville Little League Fields. And pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Particularly Sam Field, where we're having the Major Boys Tournament, the 12-year-olds. Washington County right now leading Weimer 6-0, top of the second. Or no, bottom of the second, excuse me. And pitch a strike, 0-2. Winner of this will move on to face LaGrange tomorrow night. Loser will to have to drop down and face Sealy in an elimination game tomorrow afternoon. That one line drive to second. Brandon right there to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the third inning. And it is Washington County leading at 6-0 back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And as we come back here, they do a swap for Weimer as Anders has come on the pitch and Dallas has gone over to play first base. Gage Gutierrez to lead things off, followed by Hudson Eckert and then Brian Garner. Just waiting for the umpire to give the okay to get the innings. We're in the top of the third. Washington County with a 6-0 lead, and this one's going to be popped foul back behind us. And it's an 0-1 count. Next pitch coming and hit him. And too far inside, Gutierrez will take the trot on down to first. And that'll bring up Hudson Eckert. By the way, the bunt pulls the bat back, and he'll take ball one. And down low for a ball. And that'll be 2-0. And ball three. That one low and away. And pitch is a strike call, and it's 3-1. And that one popped up, and it's going to be fouled back once again. And we got a full count here on Eckert. And just get the sign. And ready for the 3-2. Pie ball four. And Eckert draws the walk. That'll put two runners aboard now for Brian Garner. Garner hit an RBI single and scored a run his first time up. pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And racing around third and on his way home to score is Gutierrez. And that'll make it now 7-0 Washington County on the RBI single for Gardner. And now Mason Wehmeyer, the batter. Wehmeyer had a two-run single his last time up. And pitch from Anders. Blown away, and a nice snag there by his catcher. It was, looked like Washington County was looking to run on that pitch. Yeah, swung and a miss. One ball, one strike. And up high for a ball, 2-1. That one inside almost got a piece of him, and he ducked out of the way. Three balls and one strike. And outside, ball four. And Wehmeyer draws the walk, and that'll load the bases now with nobody out for Mason Kalkocki. And that one inside almost got a piece. He was able to successfully move out of the way of that one. Just missed taking one for the team. One oh pitch up high. It's 2-0. And wild pitch gets away. The runners are coming up. Oh, now they're gonna have to all move back. Didn't get far enough away. It's just, it's not a whole lot of foul territory. So you've got it behind home plate here at this ballpark, so you've got to get a really good jump if you're going to try to score on the wild pitch or a pass ball. That one way high back to the backstop, and that's ball four. Kalkocki draws the walk, and that'll also bring a run home. And Eckert scores. That'll make it 8-0, Washington County. And we're going to get a visit, and they're going to have a pitching change. And so with the pitching change here at the ballpark, we'll send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. the owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we come back here, and Brady has come off the bench, and he will be the new pitcher for the Weimer All-Stars. And the first pitch to Lane Dreyer is a strike. Washington County's got the bases loaded, nobody out, leading this one 8-0. And next pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. Strike three called. Dreyer caught looking for out number one. Brady with some nice pitches there. And that'll bring up Carter Levy. Levy struck out his first time around. Looking for a hit in this one. And a pie for a ball. And we want to know. Swing and miss. One ball and one strike. Long look in by Brady. And pitch on the way. And that one is a strike. Wow, that's kind of a delayed call there. And that one, that's a little high. Home plate umpire. And it's 2-2. And that one, strike three called. Maybe caught looking. He didn't seem to think so. But as we know from when it comes to baseball, the only opinion that matters is the umpires. And now Wyatt Clark, the batter. And he sends this one a high fly ball deep. Center fielder back and makes the catch. We're at number three. So in that inning, there were two runs coming across. Washington County's extended their lead to 8-0. We go to the bottom of the third, back after another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
And back we go. First pitch of the inning, and Mason lines a single right field. And that breaks up a string of the first six retired by Mason Kalkocki. And now that'll bring up Declan, the batter. We're getting it away. Bottom of the third inning. Washington County with an 8-0 lead here over the Weimer All-Stars. And pitch is a strike call to Declan Barrett. And next one, Barrett fouls it away. And strike three called. Barrett caught looking. Route number one. And that'll bring up Bryson. And next pitch from Kalkocki. Outside for a ball. And next pitch in there for a strike. That's a good one there by Kalkocki. In there for a strike, and it's 1-2. And strike three called. And Bryson down. It's 2 outs now. That's now 7 strikeouts for Kalkocki. And brings up Levi. That one low. And nice stop there. So 1-2 outs here in the bottom of the third. And that pitch down low for a ball. And swing and a miss. And another swing and a miss, and that makes it 2-2. Good pitch there by Kalkocki again. And strike three called, and that one more time the side, so strikes out the side again, and we go to the fourth inning. Washington County leads it 8-0, back after another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today.
today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
All right, back we go here, and we're in the top of the fourth inning for Washington County. It is going to be Knox Brannon, Teague Schulich, and Tucker Plagans batting here against Brady. Washington County jumped out of the early lead with five runs in the first and really haven't had a chance to look back. They had an outstanding pitching performance by Mason Calcocky so far. Eight out of the nine outs through the first three innings have been strikeouts. And he is just dealing here tonight. And brings up Knox Brannon to lead off. Brannon had a double and scored a run. That was back in the second inning. Brady gets sun. Next pitch. Brannon pops that one up and off the awning over the stands here. Kind of chased that one a little bit. That was a little bit high. Probably after he crushed that double last time up, he was looking to do it again. And next pitch, that is taken for a ball, 1-1. As we said, the winner of this moves on to face LaGrange tomorrow night. Back here, I think it's 6 o'clock. Loser would play Sealy at 4 o'clock. And Brannon turns on that one again and hits it foul. One ball and two strikes. Strike three called. And Brannon Cobb looking for out number one. That's going to bring up Teague Schulich now. Schulich's been on base both times with a pair of walks. And first pitch to him, and he says this one, a fly ball in the left fielder and center fielder converging, and that's going to drop in for a hit. And so Schulich on a third time, brings up Tucker Plagans. That hung up there for pretty well. I thought the left fielder or the center fielder, one of them was going to be able to get it, but it just dropped in between them. Now they do have the 10 run rules in effect this level after four innings. So Washington County could get two runs here, and then the bottom half of the inning, the run rule would be into effect. With Weimer and pitches taken for a ball, with Weimer being the home team, they still get one final at bat. And that one gets away. Well, pitching that a little L. Schulich to get second base. Up high for ball, it's 3-0. And pitches ball four, and Plagans draws a walk. That'll put two on now for Washington County. Brings up Brody Parsons. Parsons reached on an error his first time up. Flew out to center field last time around. And that one way high ball, 1-0. Long look in by Brady. One out, two on. We're in the fourth, Washington County. Oh, and Parsons crushed this one back and deep. And that is gone, a three-run homer, Brody Parsons. And he just parked that one over the left center field fence, and Washington County now takes an 11-0 lead on the big jack there by Parsons. And that'll bring up Gage Gutierrez. And Thomas called, they did retrieve the ball for Parsons. Got it over to coach over a third, so I'm sure he'll give it to him. That's one for the trophy case there. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. So that means the run rule will be in effect for the bottom half of the inning. And that one foul back into the fence. Ground ball was short. Bounced off the shortstop's knee gap and into left field. I'm going to go ahead and give him a hit on that because that was a really well-struck ball there. Yeah, it brings up Hudson Eckert. And shortstop had to range really far to his left, so it was probably going to get in there anyway. Or to his right, rather, I should say. Anyways, it would have been a tough play to make. Squared away to bunt, and the pitch gets away. Runner will move up. 1-0 count on Eckert. Been on base twice with a fielder's choice and a walk. He's also scored a couple of runs. And that one ground ball to third base. And you look the runner back, and it's going to be an infield hit for Eckert. So after getting the lead out, it is five straight runners reaching base here for Washington County. And now we're going to build on that lead with Brian Garner, the batter. Garner's got a pair of RBI singles. And he's also scored a run. Washington County with an 11-0 lead. That's going to drop in for a base hit. That's going to scoot all the way to the fence. That's going to get at least one run home and two, and it's going to be a two-run triple for Brian Garner. Makes it 13-0, Washington County. And now that's four RBIs in the game for Garner. And now they're going to get up, kind of stung a little bit. I guess probably that hard slide in the base, and Garner want to get up and walk around a little bit. as Mason Wehmeyer comes up. Time is called. And we're going to get a visit out to the mound. And let's see if we may have another pitching change here for Weimer. I don't know how many pitchers they would have left. Coach out there talking to him, seeing if Brady wants to stay in. And he's going to stay in and toughen it out. As Wehmeyer bats here, he's been on base both times. Got a two-run single and drawn a walk. Also scored a run. On our third, one out. And the first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one fisted over to first. Gonna run to the back, get the out, and it's two away. On the play, Garner comes in to score to make it 14-0 Washington County. And that'll bring up Mason Calcocky. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one taken for a ball. And time is calm. Pitch, and that's down low for ball three. Lane Dreyer waiting on deck. And a pie ball four. And that'll bring him Dreyer. Dreyer 0 for 2, but did reach in there his first time up. And it went up high for a ball, and it is 1-0. Shot knocked down by the third baseman. Throw to first. It's offline, and he's safe. Had a good play to get the stop, and then the throw not there. And so that'll put two aboard now. And it brings up Carter Levy. Levy looking to join in the hit parade here. As with Carter batting here, that means that Washington – oh, wait, no. Levy and then Clark would have to bat for Washington County to – very close to batting around here in the inning. And swung and missed, 0-1. He's the 11th batter in the inning. Pie for a ball, 1-1. And swung and a miss. One ball, two strikes. And strike three call. That'll retire the side, but in the inning, Washington County adds to their score. With six runs, it's now 14-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars. Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
You got dirt and grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Patch Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
All right, and we come back here. We got a new pitcher for Washington County. Wyatt Clark has come on in relief of Mason Calcocky after Calcocky had a great outing, three innings, eight strikeouts, no runs. And it'll be Brady to lead things off. And the first pitch, way high, a ball, 1-0. And that one just missed outside. It's 2-0. Brady Bass, the pitcher. That one, oh, Bass swung up and missed. Chase went upstairs. And it's 2-1. Like, he was just mainly trying to dive out of the way of that one, but it went around while trying to get out of the way, and so it's a strike. That one way high, a ball, 3-1. Washington County, 14-run lead. Run rule is into effect this inning. And pitches a strike. 3-2. Up high, ball four. Bass draws the walk. I'm sending down to first. And brings up Lane. And that one up high for a ball. Thomas Calder going out to have a word with Clark. Washington County with a 14-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a pie. That is 2-0. and bounce up there a ball. And it's 3-0. And next pitch is a strike call. It's 3-1. Is in there for a strike, and it's 3-2. And swing and a miss. And down goes Lane with out number one. And now back to the top of the order with Joseph. Just his second at bat of the game. And pitches up high for a ball. And strike call, and it's 1-1. Outside, and it's 2-1. And swung and a miss. 2-2. Swung and a miss. And down on strikes. It's two down now. And so, while we're down with their final out here, and it's going to be Tatum batting. And that one is going to get away from the catcher, allow the runner to move up on ball one. Missed, and it's one ball, one strike. And outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. And so now Weimer down to their final strike. And got him on strikes, and that is it. Final score, Washington County wins it 14-0, and we go to the postgame. We'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear this time 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
Tilleman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barn dominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, and day one of the Major Boys Tournament is in the books with Washington County beating Weimer 14-0, the final score. So now it sets up the matchups for tomorrow. And we start with the loser's bracket at 2 o'clock. It'll be Belleville and Grimes County, followed by Seeley versus Weimer. And then you got the winner's bracket games at 6 o'clock. It'll be LaGrange in Washington County, while Columbus will take on Rice in the nightcap of that one. And so we wish our Washington County All-Stars best of luck. Now, we do not have a broadcast tomorrow planned, but we'll be back with you, fingers crossed, weather permitting, on Monday. And we hope to have, we'll see how the seedings go tonight after the pool play for minor boys and minor girls, which is where we're going to be next, either with the minor boys in Brenham or the minor girls in Seeley. And we're going to take one final break and be back to wrap this one up after we hear some more from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Peterson's Food Mart in Lexington and select Dollar General stores.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, well, once again, your final score, Washington County wins it over Weimer, 14-0 here at the Major Boys Tournament. And that'll do it for us tonight. I want to thank Grayson Bagg of the studios for his work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, thank you to our sponsors who make a broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Bowman Insurance Agency, Trollmasters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blaine College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plain North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, EDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Tile Trader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morella's Meat Market, Miller Electric, Cash Cleaning, Thrive Financial, Kendra Tile and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County beating Weimer 14-0. Good job. Stay tuned. For next week, we have Little League games back-to-back-to-back almost every day, so make sure you stay tuned here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 for all the Washington County Little League. And this is Grayson. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.